Hey, happy Memorial Day. We're coming at you on our special Memorial Day Monday broadcast. I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
This is Rod and Flava. Before we get started, we just really want to give our sincere appreciation for all the veterans out there and for the service that you've done for our country since the dawn of this country.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. May your day today's be filled with memories and peace. God bless America.
Yes, God bless America.
Greatest country
ever
on this planet.
It is. Don't play or hate. It is.
I'm even wearing my America shirt today.
I got my grunt wear on right now, so woo-hoo. Yeah.
So. And big shout out to my dad. He is RIP.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yes. But he was Navy SEAL and a Seabees, actually.
Yeah, he was a Seabee, yes.
And he is a very proud Seabees.
Yes,
but
was.
Did two tours in Vietnam and just, you know, when a certain holiday just hits home when you're paying your respects. So big ups to Dad. Love
yes,
you.
Big ups to him. Big ups, Dad, to my dad as well. Served
that's
in the
right.
Yeah, he served in the Army and he
that's
was
right.
in Korea. So big ups to both of you and wow, and everybody else who's served.
Thank absolutely. You. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Because of you, we get to do fun things like this. So with that said, you know what? It's Memorial Day. I know it's winded down.
Memorial Day Monday.
It is. And people had some fun. I know we had fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking, you know.
We're still having fun.
We are. And I'm thinking, you know, let's jump into this.
I mentioned last week we were going to be doing another new beer.
Yes.
This week's brewery is Pocock. So Pocock Brewing Company is owned by Todd and Sarah. They're awesome couple.
Yes,
we
they
absolutely
are.
Adore them.
Great people. Great
yes.
People.
Love them to death. They're located right here in Santa Clarita in the Industrial Center at 24907 Tibbetts Ave. Not only can you find them in their brewery, you're able to find them at the Rams games. And I believe they're on tap in various restaurants around the LA area.
They are. Yes, they are.
I am sorry. I don't have a list. I'm not prepared.
Hey, that's right. That's what iPhones, Androids, and Google are for. It's okay.
But so interesting enough, we have a couple different beers for you today.
We do.
In fact, we're drinking different beers one another.
Yes, we are. And we're enjoying them immensely.
Absolutely. So your favorite of all times amongst some of your buddies as well is the Noble Piper.
Yes.
And just so we're clear here, it's a strong Scottish ale.
Yep. Scotch ale.
That no scotch
there's
in
no scotch
it.
In it, but it's a scotch ale, but there's no scotch. You're
Scottish.
Right.
Scottish.
Right.
Like bagpipes.
Right. Bagpipes. Yep.
All right. So and me, really quick. So I'll tell them what I'm drinking and then we'll cheers so that we can taste these fine brews.
Can't wait.
I'm actually drinking the Nuptials Mango Blonde.
Mm, yum.
And it happens to be one of my favorites there. Along with he's already got one, which happens to be a saison. So,
with like a clove type aftertaste.
It does. It's fresh. It's clean.
Yes.
It's a little more tart.
Yes, it's a little more. I'd say that.
Than Draconum.
Yes, it's a little more.
And
bitter.
It has. And if we were all 15 at one time trying a clove cigarette,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
we
then
were.
Gagging and wanting to throw up. But it has that little bit of that clove flavor
yeah,
in there.
All the best things you enjoyed about the clove at 15. Yeah.
So, really quick, cheers.
Yes, cheers
because I'm like... That definitely hits the spot today.
It does. You know, Noble Piper, you got to respect it. It's kind of like they used to say about Jack Daniels, you know, you got to respect Jack. Noble Piper's 10.4%.
Good Lord!
Yeah, ABV, so alcohol by volume. It is something that, you know, you'd probably put in like an 8 to 10 ounce glass and just make it nice and cold, savor, sip
it.
Or
a chalice.
Or a chalice, yeah. A chalice would work really well.
Yeah.
For those of you who think Stella Artois, that, you know, chalice, that one, we're good. It's a dark beer. It's very dark.
It looks very chocolatey.
It does, and it tastes like it. It's an ale. You taste chocolate. At least I taste chocolate and a little hint of licorice. And I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard that it was a Scottish ale, I thought, oh my god, it's got Scotch in it. And even though I'm not a Scotch drinker, but in my mind, I thought, ooh, there's Scotch in it. This is
intrigued. I want to. May I have a taste of your fine beverage?
Absolutely. Please, come into my world. Yes.
Please, have a little of this.
I will try some of that. Wow.
Yours is definitely a kick in the pants.
It is. I'll say this. Nuptials, especially today where it's been like 90 plus degrees, and it's going to be 100 later. Nuptials, that's a good summer beer. Mine, it's my favorite. I don't care what time of the year it is, but probably like a fall winter beer because it's a little heavier. That's what you'd want.
Well, they don't make it year round though. They don't. It's kind of a big deal when they roll it out.
It is, and it's been a while since I've had it. And thank you, Todd and Sarah, for brewing it again because I love it.
I gotta focus. That is a very good, strong kick you in the pants beer. All right. Oh, yeah. So, Memorial Day Monday.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, when I think of barbecue, I'm not thinking hot dogs and hamburgers. Although hamburgers, depending on how you make them.
I love me a hot dog.
I know
though.
You do. But that's like cookout.
I know. True.
Barbecue, man, I'm talking chicken. Ribs, mm-hmm. mac and cheese.
And you know I got that big slab on there. Pork ribs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had beef ribs, but we don't.
A little cornbread muffins on the mm-hmm. side. And I ain't talking no Jiffy cornbread muffins. No offense to Jiffy, but I'm talking straight up from scratch. Cornmeal, sugar. Mm. I like to make it.
Secret ingredient, cream corn.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
I'm giving away my secrets now.
You
want
to talk about seasonal? I think cornbread's like year-round. But anyway, that's just me. But
we're definitely fitting in our jeans.
We are.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, today's ribs were off the hinges. And what's even better is one of my coworkers has a farm. And he gifted us... two steaks, and these steaks were amazing. I mean, it was like they melted in
your mouth.
It
was like butter.
Yes, it was. They were so good that I questioned it, and I thought, okay, we're getting some pretty good steaks from our local supermarket, good quality. But when you taste that, it's like, whoa.
This was so flavorful.
Yes.
It was flavorful, but then it was like butter melting in your mouth.
It was next level.
So... please tell them thank you.
Yes,
it was a highlight.
I think I'm going to see them in the morning. I'm going to definitely tell them thank you because that was some next level steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you came home with it, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Happy Memorial Day there. So, moving on. So, you know, Memorial Day's here, 2020.
Yeah.
You know, the year of the pandemic, the year of the stay at home. Mm-hmm. Things are starting to open up again.
Thank goodness.
Yes. And you know what? If we don't get to that today, we're going to definitely talk about that next week. But with that said, as we've been on lockdown for 2 months, 3 months, I've lost count.
No more locked doors.
No more locked doors. But a lot of us, Rod and Flava included, love watching movies.
In fact, a huge shout out to Jenny Jammer.
Yes.
She wrote in and she was like, she wanted to know, like, hey, give us some movie reviews.
So we want to do just that. And thank you to our other listeners that have started to email us at rodandflava@gmail.com. We are definitely looking at your ideas, and we will talk about them for sure in our future podcast.
Yeah, send them in. Keep sending them in, please. Because we'll definitely talk about it. We'll give it a little Rod and Flava spin.
Absolutely. We love it. We love it. So we started thinking because, yeah, we've been watching a lot of movies lately.
Who hasn't, right?
And, you know, last week we watched one, and the title is The Wrong Missy. And... I know Flava's gonna help me out more here. I know it's a funny guy. As well as you gotta watch it twice. Then you realize how funny it is.
Well, it was one of those that, because I love comedy.
Yes, same here.
Or I mystery. And you're like, I've got a comedy for you. And I'm like, okay, all right, I haven't heard of this. All right. So we sat down and we went to go watch it. And right off the bat, I realized it's a Happy Madison production.
And
by Adam Sandler. So I'm like, oh, you can't go wrong with that.
No, come on, Waterboy, shoot. Little Nicky, come on.
Oh, you're throwing it way back with
that. I am. And you know what? And
really quick, fun side note on that. That was the first video that our son got as a gift, Little Nicky. That's in which right. My mom gave him.
Yes, that's right. Oh my God, I forgot
about
that.
So comedy runs in the blood, I guess.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's still to this day, that's one of his favorite, that and Undercover Brother.
Yeah, he still knows how to quote lines from those. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, sorry. Yeah, did not mean to sidetrack you.
That's all right.
Squirrel.
I know, you didn't forget about his golf movie.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
That one's one of my favorites. That and Waterboy. Yeah. So, naturally, I put this movie on, and you know, she's like, The Wrong Missy. But she sees Happy Madison, and she's like, oh, this might be actually kind of good. So what'd you think?
Amazing. It truly was. The kids came to check on us because we watched it in our room. We didn't know the content of it. So the kids came to check on us because I guess we were laughing so much and so loud. They're like, is everything okay in there?
What are you guys doing?
We want to see what's funny. And I'm like, no, you can't watch this. But so here's kind of the cast.
Okay.
David Spade, Lauren Lapkus, Rob Snyder, Molly Sims, Vanilla Ice had a cameo. And then all of your usual suspects that are in all the Happy Madison productions. The Cross-Eyed Dude.
Yep.
You name them. They're in there. I even think his wife.
His wife was in there,
Sandler's
yes.
Adam Sandler's wife.
The Barracuda.
Dude, the Barracuda. She's hot, by the way. You go, Adam Sandler.
yep. The Barracuda.
Hysterical movie. And all I have to say is, Hellstar.
And David Spade, you know, we got to meet him a few years back.
We did.
What a really genuinely nice guy.
He is such an awesome dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he was. He's a good dude. He's naturally funny.
Funny as shit.
Yes.
Even in person. Yeah. Not trying to entertain anyone, just there talking.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
He was great. No, he was great. That was a pleasurable night, for sure. For sure.
So, also on our movie list, Netflix, a movie that you watched, I have not seen yet, is Extraction.
Yeah. For the guys out there, man, this is a great movie for you ladies.
Well, for the ladies, too, because you can't go wrong. I mean, all I have to say for the cast is Chris Hemsworth. Done. Period. Drop the mic.
Yep. Thor has left the building and moved on to other things. But that, you know what? That movie, I'm telling you, I love action movies.
So do I. Yeah.
Yes, you do too. Nonstop from the get-go.
Really? Out the gate.
It's like straight up 2 hours of just awesome action. I don't want to give it away. I'm going to try not to give away, but I'm just going to say this.
Red Hot Chili Pepper right now?
No, but this is my gut. I believe we're going to see a sequel. And
really?
Yeah, and I'm looking forward
to it. Well, then I better get on it and watch it.
Yes.
I mean, you had me at Chris Hemsworth, and I'm so mad at myself that I was so exhausted that night that I couldn't stay up to watch it.
I know.
I tried. I was like, yeah, my eyelids just went, not tonight.
Yep, and I waited all day, too. I waited all day, but I get it. You know, you had a long day at work. I didn't have to work the next day. I'm like, sorry, honey. I gotta see this. I gotta see it. And it was worth it. So worth it.
So if I want to watch it, you'll watch it again?
Oh, are you kidding? Absolutely, I'll watch
that
again.
Okay, well, then that says something right there.
I'll watch that for sure. Hey, really quick, I'm thinking, I know I'm changing gears out of movies, but before, actually, let's, I won't go there yet. Go back to movies. You know, we talked about what's new out there.
Right.
You talked about you love comedies.
I do.
Now, you got this little thing out there called Vudu. And we have Vudu. It's been great. It has saved us so much cubic feet in storage because we don't have to get DVDs anymore. But, you know, there's some pretty funny movies that people with, and everyone's got a smartphone or a tablet nowadays, that they could, you know, rent, buy, whatever. And I just wonder, you know, what are some of your favorites off that library? And I'm going to hand it to you because we've got so many on there. I just want you to scroll. So while she's looking at that.
Oh, my goodness. That is so crazy because. So if anybody, you know me personally, you know I am technology challenged.
I like that.
And
I like that.
When I want to see a specific movie or show, I'm like, hey, Rod, this is what I want to watch. Or what is new in the comedy field? Pull them up so I can see. So all these different outlets, I've heard of them because my husband speaks of them. I'm not familiar with. I can't even work our remote to the TVs.
This is true.
But so that's the hysterical part. Anyways, so Long Shot, hello. Hysterical. Loving Charlize Theron.
Seth Rogen.
And Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
That was a good one.
Okay, Joker, dark. Completely dark, but loved it.
It was. Awesome movie. Now, I was not prepared for that movie, even though I thought I was, but a great movie. Yeah. It was.
Zombieland, Double Tap, hello!
Yeah!
Top 10 for me.
Oh my God, yeah.
I love his rules.
I'm ready to go to Graceland right now.
You hunk of burning love.
Zombie Graceland.
By the way, the freezer girl.
Oh, good Lord. She was hilarious.
I loved her.
She was like, it's like if they did like a Valley Girls 2.0 or 21st Century, cast that young lady because she would be.
She was great.
She was.
Okay, so I'm just flipping through her. I'm like, Hobbs and Shaw. Loved it.
Great movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Loved the alternate ending because it was a happy ending versus what really happened to poor Sharon Tate and everybody.
Brad, and Brad Pitt nailed it. That guy should have got an Oscar back when he did 12 Monkeys. And if no one knows about 12 Monkeys, go watch it and tell me what you think. Email us. He should have got an Oscar for that.
Oh my goodness. I could just go on. John Wick 3.
Oh, another badass. Kick ass.
Okay, I'm just going to stop because these are all amazeballs.
And I'll say really quick. You
Aquaman.
Hello. All you women out there loving some Aquaman. You know, really quick, Seth Rogen.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah. So I know Seth Rogen is no Jason Momoa, but The Night Before killed it.
Oh!
Killed it.
That now you're talking my jam.
Yeah.
Talking my jam.
Filled it. So.
Can I get a little elf smile?
Yes, you can.
Can you just that little smile?
So
that little.
Funny. Yes, we have so many movies. We could go on and on.
I love movies.
We're the Millers. Let's Be Cops.
My goodness.
If you've got the kids in the house, I know grown-ups too. Those are great too. But
love those as well.
I know. I can go on. We love movies. We could go on forever on that. Yes. So we'll move on. So because I can talk about movies all day.
Well, I have a public service announcement.
Let's hear it. This is the week.
my week, My weekly PSA.
Hold on. Flava's weekly public service announcement. Dun, dun, dun. Go ahead.
This has to do with tea.
Oh.
And not like that, oh, what's that tea over, you know, give me the tea. It's like real tea.
Oh, okay.
So, I blindly purchased the wrong Celestial Seasonings peppermint tea. The box, and I have both in my hand now.
Was this done in person, like at the actual place in Colorado, or is this like an online thing? We've been there.
We have been there. Tour was amazing. And by the way, they have a sealed vault for their peppermint because it's so strong that it would change the flavor of all the other spices and herbs.
Wow.
So they have a sealed vault for the peppermint, by the way.
Didn't they have like their tea taster? Isn't he like in like Beyond Perfect Shape?
Tea taster has been doing this, I forget, for how many years, like 15 years, and he's never been sick. Once the last 15 years, so that's a little props to tea.
And he looked like 20 years younger than what his actual age was.
I know that was kind of really crazy, but
I'm not even kidding. This is all true. Amazing.
Yeah. Anyways, if you're ever in Boulder, Colorado, or in Colorado, drive out to Boulder and take a Celestial Seasonings tour. It's amazing. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll taste a lot of great tea. You'll learn a lot of great stuff. However, going back to my PSA, I just grabbed, normally I buy peppermint tea. It has a little deer, has some little peppermint candies going down the river with the Rocky Mountains behind it. This, and I didn't see that one, but I did see peppermint peak tea. Which has the same peppermint candies, but they're floating in the sky with teacups. And I'm like, oh, cool, peppermint tea. If you have little kids or that want to do tea parties, I know the peppermint tea is the go-to. It's easy. It's caffeine-free.
Yes.
The kids love it. I know it's been our girls' go-to for their tea parties.
It is. They love that.
And it's been my nightly go-to for my nightly tea.
Yeah, to unwind, relax. It is good. Right. It's delicious.
Okay, so here's the PSA.
Okay.
Peppermint Peak is a black tea. It contains caffeine. Unbeknownst to me, I fixed myself a nice big cup of Peppermint Peak tea the other night.
And you had a Harry Potter marathon movie watching session?
I did. I was like, what's going on? I was like wired. Okay. So I'm holding both in my hand, and yes, so regular peppermint tea is caffeine free. Peppermint Peak black tea contains caffeine. That's your PSA.
I like it. That's easy. If it's peak, you are going to peak. Mentally,
that's right.
You ain't going to sleep anytime soon.
No.
Have it in the morning.
Yeah. I was thinking, what's going on? Is there a full moon? No, just, you know, ingested a lot of black
tea. That's Peppermint Peak. I remember the peak. Stay away from peak at night, or else I ain't going to sleep.
There you go.
All right.
That's my PSA.
So, how about, do you have any updates for us? I know last week we talked about the Baby Yoda faux pas. Obviously, we said, if you're going to get one, you got to go through Shop Disney.
Right.
We ordered two from Shop Disney. The other one will be here in 2 days, actually. But we did get one. But we got impatient, and back in March, we ordered something that looked even cooler. But it, as you guys know, if you didn't hear it, listen to last week's, you'll know what we're talking about.
We got scammed.
Any updates on our scamming that occurred to us?
Because
we went through PayPal.
Through PayPal. So PayPal has been, well, you kind of head up that part.
We did. They investigated it. And, and I know you got an email today and you shared it with me.
And they want us, so what PayPal did was they got them to refund our money as long as we send the little dinky toy back to them. And I'm like,
so we got to send that thing back?
We do.
So I got to pay for that?
I guess so. But you know good what? Lord. It's the principalities of it, Smokey.
It is.
Seriously, I don't care if it costs $20 to send it back to get $30 back. It's the fact that they scammed me and I want them to return my money.
I think now, they should pay for our postage.
I think they should too, yeah. But I think we'll be holding our breath if that happens.
No, I think I'm going to be contacting PayPal if that's the case. And ooh, be like,
I love it.
Either I could throw this thing in recycling. I don't even know if I want to recycle. I'll throw it in the trash. Or they can pay for the postage. Or I can put it on the curb and they can come pick it up like a day before trash day.
Why don't I mean, we still have the box and the packaging. Oh my God, seriously, it's not even a pound. It's like ounces. That's how small it was and ridiculous.
Oh. You know,
I really want them to pay us our money back.
They should pay it all back. And I'm thinking now, and I think PayPal's really good. I think we'll be all right there.
And I'm totally appreciative for them for looking into it. Yes. You know?
They are. They're good like that. And unfortunately, you know, there's other avenues of payment on scams where you're out of luck. And talking about that, I was thinking about that. You know, there's a lot of scams going on out there right now. There's scams to get people stimulus money. There's, you know, the IRS scam that's been out there forever. Just so you know, if someone calls you and says they're from the IRS, they're not from the IRS. The IRS does not call you. It's a total scam. Hang up. Don't deal with it. There's even texting scams. There's stuff to get you to click on links, which put stuff on your phone, your computers. I mean, it's ridiculous. And
is
I don't
that
even
called a cookie?
No, it's not a cookie. It's just
malware.
It's malware. Yeah, okay. It's straight up malware. And
I'm learning, folks.
You know, it's funny because I prided myself on never responding to these things, just deleting them. And I'll admit this, and I know you know it, Flava, and my friends, some of them know it, but a lot of them were like, what happened? So here's what happened to me last week. So, and
know about this?
You do. And it's a long story. I'll try to make it short, but I was getting a lot of texts on a certain candidate to vote for this person. And it was driving me nuts. Every time I'd block a number, a couple days later or the next day, I'd get another text from another number, same thing. So I finally decided I'm going to respond. And I responded in a factual yet snarky kind of way.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I wish I would have never done it. Because basically what happened is my phone number of 17 years I had to get rid of. Because within a couple of days, I started getting texts from random companies that were referencing my full name. I was getting calls from companies like saying, hey, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I had to change my number and it sucks. And it's a pain in the butt. All I can say is when you get stuff like this, don't respond. Just delete it. Let it go.
Block it.
Block it. Yep. I suffered. It sucked. Moving on. I know. Sorry to bore you guys. Just still upset. Still bitter about it. So, can't help it. Yeah, I can't. But I'll tell you what I'm not bitter about.
What?
California. And probably the rest of the nation, but especially California, since we're here in California. We are starting to open back up.
Hallelujah.
It's like, I think Newsom is starting
as
to see the light.
As of 12:55 today, it went out from our governor. Shall not be named. For my Harry Potter fans out there.
I don't want to say the nickname.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to actually, not restaurants yet, at least not in LA County, but we're going to have stores open tomorrow that yes. have the same privileges as like a Target or a Walmart or a Costco or Sam's Club.
Yes, retail stores.
Yes, retail. So tomorrow morning, don't try and find me because I'll be at Home Goods, Hobby Lobby, things like that because I've like basically stacking been going up through withdrawals.
There you go. 4th of July around the corner.
Whoop, whoop. Hobby Lobby. I already decorated red, white, and blue for Memorial Day.
Well, I'm sure Hobby Lobby's got quite a few.
I know. Yeah. I'm thinking of all the glorious items in there waiting for me.
You know, and a little birdie told me that in certain parts of LA County, we may see restaurants open up.
Shut the front door.
Before the end of the week, yes.
Shut the front door.
Yes. We'll see what happens. We'll know more tomorrow. But
oh, my God. I'm so excited. I got chills.
That's what I'm
hearing. I got chills.
Yeah.
Does that... Oh, wow.
It does. So...
How will we act?
I don't know.
What will be the rules?
Wait, I know how I'll act. I'm going. We're going.
Oh, yeah. We're going. But I'm like, what are the rules?
I don't know, but we'll figure them out.
Do you have
to
wear your mask into the restaurant?
I don't know.
Do you have to wear it just till you get to your table and then you're able to take your mask off? Because we still have to wear masks.
Do you have to put a hole in your mask where the mouth is and eat?
Look like the cookie monster. Nom, 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 nom.
We're going to find out, though. But, you know, and we'll let you guys know next week how that goes.
Wow, I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too, but I'm even more excited.
Freedom!
I'm more excited about the barbecue ribs that I'm smelling.
I
can't do... I got to go get some. I'm hungry. I got to do it. I love our listeners. Keep giving us feedback. You know, like I said, rodandflava@gmail.com. It's, you know, RODANDFLAVA. Yeah. @gmail.com. We will definitely talk about whatever ideas you might have and what you want us to talk about. We love doing it. But with that said,
cheers.
Cheers one more time. And I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And we'll see you next week.
Ciao.